10-minute speaker is Kimmy from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Kimmy. I'm an alcoholic.
Thanks for having me tonight. Happy birthday to Wendy and Barbara. Barbara, I met you when I first came in, and wow, it's amazing. You look beautiful. So I'm going to start off with where I am right now and what my recovery looks like, because I feel that's really important to me. My sobriety is the number one thing in my life. I've put my sobriety first, and a lot of good things have followed, so I don't know, I recommend trying that out if you're new. Sorry. I attend meetings regularly. I have about 3 to 4 that I go to a week on average. Sometimes I feel a little crazier than others and I go to more, you know. I go to maybe 7 or 8 if I feel crazy. So that happens like one week out of the month usually. As a female. Just saying. I have commitments at 2 great women's meetings. I'm the treasurer for Gifts of Grace on Friday nights, and I'm the coffee maker for PB Young Women's. So both of those meetings I recommend all you women to try out, and I love women's meetings. I connect mostly with women in the program. Men are all right, but I tend to connect more with women, so that's just me. Maybe it's not just me. I'm really proud of those commitments because, number one, I am the person they hand the money to for that giant meeting, which is, I think, very amazing. Also, I hold the keys for this church in PB, you know? Like, they gave me the keys and the money, you guys. This is crazy. This is so different than my old life. People are not giving me keys or money to their, you know, to a church. Just to say the least. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I talk to her almost every day. I see her right now, and she's awesome. I have a really good relationship with my sponsor, and she knows everything about me. And even when I don't want to tell her something, she knows what's going on somehow. So I like that. And she's kind of a hard ass. So I don't know. I kind of need someone like that in my life. You know, I wonder why. I sponsor a woman as well right now. And, you know, I've had a few sponsees who just never called after, you know, a few weeks and whatnot. And right now I'm working the steps with one who's doing really good. And it's pretty cool. You know, it's really fun getting to know the women in the program. What else? I have 2 jobs that I love. I am financially stable, knock on wood, 100% financially independent, which is saying a lot coming from where I was when I came into these rooms. I am 28 years old, and, you know, I'm a young woman. I'm not that young anymore. But I feel, you know, in these rooms, I'm a young woman, and it's definitely not easy being sober when you're my age, or any age, really. But I grew up in this neighborhood, so I love this meeting. I was on the swim team at the LA Gardens Rec Center down the street, and my family lives around here, and it just feels comfortable in here to me. My family life, you know, growing up, was a little chaotic and crazy. A lot of financial instability, alcoholism, mental illness, drug addiction. I don't know. We just moved around a lot, and a lot of craziness, a lot of fighting, a lot of abuse. It just wasn't like, you know, it was very, and that's not my problem, though. The problem that I have is the solution I sought to escape from those problems and from that world. As a young child, one of my earliest memories was, I had this toy that I used to chew on when I was a toddler, and it made my face go numb. And, you know, that was my first experience with chemical substance. Okay? that's just one, you know. From there, you know, when I don't know. Sorry, I'm stumbling with my words. I don't know how to talk about my past anymore. It just seems so far away. It's only 2 years ago that I was blacking out almost every day. When I was about 11, I found alcohol. Nobody taught me how to black out. Nobody taught me how to drink. I learned about it on my own, and I figured out that I liked it. And that was something that worked well for me. Alcohol's always been in the background of my story and my using career, although I've definitely tried almost, you know, a lot of substances. Burnt myself out on a lot of them, too. But my blackouts really were very scary, and, you know, I've woken up wandering through a train tunnel in San Francisco barefoot because I was a, you know, somebody who likes to walk home alone when I drink. I don't like to take taxis, you know, those are for people with money. I don't have that, you know. I mean, that sounded funnier in my head. It's supposed to be funny. That's supposed to be a funny story, right? I don't know. My, you know, I could talk about my blackouts and my using all the live long day, but the point is that I don't live that way anymore, and, you know, I have a new solution these days. It's found in the steps. You know, I found my solution here in these rooms. My higher power brought me to these rooms. I didn't really want to get sober, and I didn't think I had a problem with alcohol or with drinking when I came here until somebody suggested maybe you should stop drinking. And then I realized, oh, okay, I started going through the withdrawals, and I couldn't sleep, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe if I stop drinking. And then as soon as I stopped drinking, my life changed for the better. I started making friends with other alcoholics and finding connection and realizing, okay, I'm not just a lone wolf. I don't, you know, I can't just go through life on my own. I really do need help here. I don't know. I found a true connection in this, you know, in this program through the women and through working the steps and learning about myself and practicing, you know, the principles in all my affairs. I don't know what else to say, but I love you guys, and I love this meeting. I was at one point the bell ringer, so you know. Come to this meeting for, you know, a pretty long time for my, you know, most of my sobriety. So it's really trippy to be standing up here telling my story. I never would have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about my recovery. I remember coming into this meeting as a newcomer and standing up and feeling nervous and looking around and being scared of everybody, and I didn't make eye contact with people when I first came in. I didn't know how to talk to people. It's okay to talk to the women, you know, girls. It's better, you know, I think, to do that, to connect with other alcoholics. And I don't know, it's really fun being sober, by the way. I have so much fun being sober. It's crazy. I never expected, you know, I go to concerts, I go out dancing, go out to dinner. I can actually afford to pay for dinner. my family, you know, they actually want to spend time with me. They ask me to babysit for them. My life is rewarding, and I have goals that are attainable. You know, I live with a girl who is my best friend who's also in recovery. My whole world's kind of wrapped up in AA, basically. It revolves around it, and it's pretty cool. I'm really proud of myself, you know. I'm, you know, eternally grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous, but mostly, I am grateful that I found a connection with my higher power. I have a little sign in my kitchen that you, Blondie over there, gave me. It says, "Relax, God is in control." And you know, it's that I don't usually say God or believe in God. I say higher power, but whatever you want to call it, it's cool to let go and just let things happen instead of thinking that you're in control. It's very relaxing and relieving. And I really, you know, I try to live that on a daily basis. And it's a beautiful life to experience present, being present instead of checking out and escaping reality at all times. Believe it or not, it's more fun to experience true adrenaline rushes and endorphin rushes and, you know, connection with people. There's a high that comes from that, and I, you know, I get that a lot here, being sober. There's a lot of highs you can feel being sober, believe it or not. So if you think, if you came here and you think your life's over and you're never going to have any fun, because that's what I thought. I thought my life's over. There's all these people. I don't want to be friends with them. Like, I don't see anybody like me. You'll start seeing people like you, and you'll connect with them, and you'll start having fun. You know, what I did was I just started approaching women that were dressed the way I wanted to dress. Or, like, had nails that looked cool. It's like, oh, that girl has nice nails. Or, like, wow, that girl has a cool hat. She looks like a surfer. I don't, you know? And you just go up to them and talk to them and, hey, can I have your phone number? Call them. Don't text message. Call and talk. It's, like, not like the real world where you text message everybody. You actually talk to people. It's really awesome. sounds weird, but it's true. You know, and I believe that a lot of my sobriety is based in taking suggestions from other women here in these rooms. So I'm still asking for suggestions from women, men, you know, mostly women. Again, I don't know how many times I can say it. I love women's meetings. I'm just so grateful to be here, and it's such a beautiful life, and thank you for having me.